Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We noticed that Psalm 39 is sectioned into three by two selahs. Stop, examine life, and hear. The first part, verses 1 to 5, begins with David's inward frustrations being replaced when he refocuses on the Lord and his own life. Now the second part, verses 6 to 11, delves more deeply into his thoughts and feelings. He sees how easily we humans are distracted. Quote, "Surely every man walks about like a shadow. Surely they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them." Verse 6. First we trade time for things, but soon we have to leave those treasures for yard sale bargain hunters. Pretty pathetic, isn't it? If life is just a glorified monopoly game, then says David, quote, "Surely every man is vapor." Verse 11. That's how he closed off the last section too, verse 5. But seeing life this way, a pricey of Ecclesiastes, should cause us all to look up. And that's what David does. Quote, "And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you." Verse 7. What a relief. It's a pathetic hope that's tied to fickle stock markets and fading fortunes. But there are other lessons for David and his audience to learn. Don't throw away your life trying to quell the critics, verses 1 to 3. Don't squander it going after items for your grandchildren's garage sales, verses 5 and 6. And now here's lesson 3. Don't waste time hobbled with unconfessed sins, verses 8 to 11. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish. I was mute. I did not open my mouth, because it was you who did it. Remove your plague from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand. Verses 8 to 10. The Lord wants us to make short work of it by repentance and confession. No need to be, quote, "a stranger with you, Lord." Verse 12. Soon enough, quote, "I go away." Verse 13. So let's keep short accounts with God.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.